Hello and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm thrilled to have you join us today.
Hey everyone, it's great to be here. I'm Armin, and I'm really looking forward to diving into today's topic. It's something every entrepreneur will want to hear.
Absolutely. Today, we're talking about how to ensure a smooth handover when selling your business, and we'll be sharing some top tips for making sure your exit doesn't cause any bumps in the road.
You'll definitely want to stick around for this one. Whether you're planning to sell now or just curious about the process, this conversation is packed with golden nuggets.
All right, so let's kick things off. Armin, why can the handover process be so tricky for business owners?
Great question, Sarah. I think a lot of owners underestimate how attached they are to their business. It's like raising a child. You don't want to see it stumble when you let go. Plus, there's a lot more to it than just signing papers.
Completely agree. There are so many moving parts. From transferring knowledge to keeping operations running, every detail matters. So what would you say is the most important first step?
For me, it's all about preparation. You want everything crystal clear and organized. Think of it like tidying up your house before inviting guests over. When you sell a business, you want all your records, processes, and team ready for a smooth transition.
That's a great analogy, and I love that you mentioned the team. So many business owners forget how important it is to reassure staff and keep everyone in the loop.
Exactly. Transparency is key. If your staff feels secure, they'll help make the handover much smoother. And hey, no one wants surprises on their last day.
So true. Let's switch gears for a second. What do you think are some of the biggest mistakes owners make when selling their business?
Oh, there are a few classic blunders. Number one is not preparing early enough. Some people wait until the last minute to get things organized and end up scrambling. Another is failing to train the incoming buyer properly. You want them to succeed.
Those are spot on. And I'd add, not having a clear communication plan, both for their team and their clients. You want everyone to understand the changes and stay confident about your business's future.
I couldn't agree more, Sarah. And remember, this is your legacy. How you leave it matters just as much as how you built it.
I love that. Now, let's get into the heart of today's show. For all our listeners out there in Dubai, or those looking to sell their business here, we've got a special deep dive just for you.
That's right. Selling a business in Dubai is a unique experience, filled with both amazing opportunities and some specific challenges. Let's break down the essential steps so you're in the driver's seat the whole way through.
First up, valuation. This is where your journey really begins. Knowing what your business is truly worth is absolutely crucial. You don't want to leave money on the table or price yourself out of the market.
Exactly. Get a professional valuation done. It'll give you confidence and credibility. Next, you'll want to prepare your business for sale. That means tightening up your finances, streamlining operations, and documenting all your processes.
Think of it like a tune-up so your business runs like a dream. And here's another insider tip. Make sure your customer relationships and contracts are in order. Buyers love predictability.
Now, identifying potential buyers is a big deal in Dubai's fast-paced market. There are internal buyers, like employees and managers, or external buyers, such as investors and business groups. Each has different motivations.
And this is where brokers or intermediaries can be a game changer. They connect you with qualified buyers, negotiate deals, and help manage all the back and forth, so you don't have to go it alone.
Legal and financial considerations are just as important. Draft airtight contracts to protect both parties, and don't forget about Dubai's tax structure or visa requirements for buyers. The last thing you want is a technicality holding up your sale.
You're right. And of course, there are challenges, like finding the right buyer, handling negotiations, and making sure your staff feels secure about the future. One of the best ways to maximize your business's value is to keep your books clean and maintain strong sales all the way through the transition.
That's a really important point, Sarah. Buyers aren't just looking at your bottom line. They want to see consistency and potential for growth. Keep driving the business forward right up until the very end.
With the right approach, selling your business in Dubai can be a profitable and empowering experience. Take a proactive stance, get the right advisors by your side, and don't be afraid to seek out expert guidance.
And speaking of expert guidance, that's exactly what the team at Persian Horizon specializes in. With over 27 years of global business expertise right here in Dubai, they can help you navigate every step, from valuation to closing the deal.
Whether you need investment advisory, want to maximize your sale price, or need help with legal paperwork, Pershing Horizon is your launchpad for a successful exit. Plus, their experience covers everything from starting a business to marketing to securing residency and citizenship opportunities.
So, if you're considering selling your business or just want to know more about the process, the best thing you can do is reach out for advice. There's no need to go through it alone.
Head over to PersianHorizon.com to learn more and connect with their team. Take charge of your business's future and unlock those next big opportunities.
We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Have you sold a business in Dubai? Are you thinking about it? Share your experiences and questions in the comments or reach out to us on social media.
And if there's another topic you'd like us to cover, let us know. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to visit PersianHorizon.com for your business needs.
Until next time, keep dreaming big and building boldly.